toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com with you in the studio tonight as we launch into the third hour. It's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so GoDaddy. I don't know if anybody heard, but there was some pretty big anonymous news today. Now, we've been talking about the anonymous cyber war, as it has been dubbed, the hacktivists, as some of them have been called, as they have taken down various different websites, usually belonging to mega corporations like Visa or PayPal, for instance. They've been hitting them with denial of service attacks over the last couple of years, government sites, police websites, because all the anonymous people have, while there's no identifying characteristics around who the members of the group are, they do put out statements about what they believe, and a lot of them, they're pretty big fans of free speech on the internet. So they, if there's some sort of governmental legislation like the Stop Online Privacy Act, or whatever it was called, SOPA, which happened several months ago.
Yeah, it might be a year
at this point. But there was a lot of hubbub around that, and they attacked a number of the companies that supported what the government was doing in attempting to destroy online privacy. And so Anonymous has lashed out against those folks, and we've been covering some of it here. And today, they hit in a pretty big way that I think is pretty controversial, because they took down GoDaddy. And GoDaddy, for those who aren't aware, is probably the leading, if not one of the top, domain name registrars in the country, maybe
even
the world.
The leading, yeah.
They're huge.
Certainly in the country.
And I've purchased websites through GoDaddy in the past, a number of them. They do domain name registration, meaning, so like freetalklive.com, that's our domain name. If you wanted your own domain name, they would sell you one. There are a lot of companies that do this, but GoDaddy is one of the most successful. And they also do hosting. So you can, you don't have to get both of them. You can do just domain name registration and then host your site somewhere else, which is what I do. And then some people will get their domain name through GoDaddy and host their site through GoDaddy. So they'll have their site hosting being done by them. And that's what happened today, is the hacktivists took down GoDaddy's hosting division. So apparently their site was still up. Like, you could still go to GoDaddy.com and interact with their...
How do they take down the hosting division?
I don't know what their techniques were.
It wasn't a denial of service attack.
I don't think so. No, it would have to work differently, because
you use the low orbit ion cannon.
I don't believe that that's the case.
Love that thing.
I've got some news reporting here on it here, if the news knows anything about it, which they probably don't. But there was a lot of reports today from folks who actually have GoDaddy hosted sites that their sites were down.
Down, yeah.
And that's, how the word came out that, looks like all of their sites are down, or a good portion of them are down. And that's, I think, the most controversial aspect about this is that, if GoDaddy hacks Visa, or excuse me, not hacks, but does a denial of service attack on Visa's public website, it doesn't affect your ability to charge something at the checkout of your local grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Taking down the front page of their site, making it inaccessible, does not affect the Visa network. It doesn't affect the ability to do business with those companies on the banking kind of level. But what they did today absolutely did affect people. It affected probably millions of people. According to CNET News, website service by DNS and hosting provider GoDaddy were down for most of the day. And let me tell you, I've had some outages on my sites, and just because that stuff happens.
Sure,
unless,
goes down.
Unless you can pay a whole bunch of money for redundancy and all kinds of stuff, which we can't afford, things are gonna break with machines. And if my sites are down for 2 hours, I'm fretting. I'm like tearing my hair out trying to, call technical people and make things happen and try to solve the problems. Man, a whole day, that is brutal, especially if you're a high-trafficked website. And that's what's happening here. They were down for most of the day. Apparently went up later on this afternoon. A hacker using the name Anonymous Owner Twitter account, that's the E is a 3 in that, Twitter account claimed credit for the outage. GoDaddy spokesperson said that things have been restored. She didn't give many details. In an interview this afternoon, the spokesperson reiterated she could not say what the cause of the outage was and that she could neither confirm nor deny claims made by the owner of that Twitter account affiliated with the anonymous online activist collective who has boasted of causing the outage with a distributed denial of service. She also
said... So it is a DDoS attack.
That's
how would you take down hosting with a DDoS attack? I guess I would never know.
Well, I suppose
if somebody calls in and explains it to me, I still won't know. So.
I guess if you were attacking one site that was on the same network or whatever as all those other sites, because they're all being hosted in the same data center. So if you are, or probably, so if you are, you know, inputting millions upon billions or whatever requests and it, that are these denial of service attacks, maybe that would take it out in it. Please, if you're a techie and you want to give us a loop into this, 855-450-FREE if you know more, 1-855-450-3733. So she also said she couldn't say how many sites were affected, whether it was thousands or millions, or whether the outage had affected just sites hosted by GoDaddy or those who use its DNS services as well. She did say the outage started just after 10 a.m. Pacific time today. So basically, you know, that's the GoDaddy's covering it up. They're not really addressing what the issues were or how it went down. A tweet from the Anon Ops Legion account announced that GoDaddy was Tango Down, as they like to call it when they've taken a site out. That was the initial public promotion of the outage, leading some to believe that the anonymous activist collective was behind the disruption. However, the anonymous owner account clarified in various tweets that, quote, it's not anonymous collective. The attack is coming just from me. And if that's the case, this wasn't a denial of service attack. If it's this one guy, if that's true, what he's saying, we have no idea. But if it's true, then that means he must have breached their security. I mean, he must have gone in there somehow. Because for one guy to operate an entire denial of service attack is... would mean he'd have to have a whole lot of what they call bots at his disposal. Mm-hmm. That's not to say that's not possible. And a bot is basically a computer that has been hijacked, usually without the knowledge of the owner. So you've probably heard of malware. Have you heard of malware?
Yes, malware is bad. It's kind of like it's
not
a virus.
It's not really a virus.
But it's...
it's software you don't want running on your computer.
Yeah.
And this is a great example of malware, a botnet, as they call it. Basically allows your computer to be controlled like a zombie slave where you have no idea what's going on. But in the background in your computer, some little program is running that is querying these sites over and over and over and over and over again. And if he's got a network of these computers around the world that have been infected by this malware, with one keystroke, he can order all of these machines to attack. So maybe it was a denial of service attack all orchestrated by this one person, or maybe he actually did breach their security and physically somehow shut their system down.
Maybe, or maybe it wasn't him at all, it was just some guy taking credit.
Yeah, that's possible too. But they were definitely down and out, yep. And for GoDaddy, that's pretty unusual.
So some of the things that Anonymous has done, and this isn't Anonymous, it's some dude, is the claim here. I've liked that their activism in these areas, for instance, they've gone after PayPal when PayPal refused to release the money for Wikipedia, or mm-hmm. excuse me, WikiLeaks.
Yep.
And I really didn't like that PayPal would keep somebody's money, WikiLeaks, if they disagreed with their politics or if they got pressure from you know, some governmental agency. Just because it's the United States government doesn't make it right. There are lots of governments in the world, and governments do good and bad things. And when they do bad things, you should not bow to that pressure. Good people stand up. And just because they said, well, you know, you shouldn't do that, then that doesn't make it okay. So, and they did, you know, other instances. I think they went after Visa in the same when Visa refused to do business with WikiLeaks in the same situation. So I've liked a lot of the stuff that Anonymous has done. But I don't necessarily like this. I mean, this took out a lot of people's websites.
It did. One of the fans of Anonymous tweeted in response, "Dude, this attack affects not only corporations, but also people who support your ideology. What's the rationale?" We'll give you Anonymous owner's response here in a moment. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. And were you affected by this? And has it changed how you feel about Anonymous? If you believe it was actually Anonymous, because how do you know for sure? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark.
one of SelectQuote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joe, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $21 a month.
Call 1-800-916-9762 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-916-9762. 1-800-916-9762. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1736.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1779.19, $889.59 for a half ounce, or $444.80 for a quarter ounce. That's $1779.19, $889.59, and $444.80.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Features including the archives of the show. Just click and download and get as many of them as you want absolutely free over at freetalklive.com.
Well, if you're looking to get Bitcoins, the place to do that is BitInstant.com. First, you go to BitInstant.com. You can go there and you can find some location that's close to you. There's more than 750,000 locations across America, and or excuse me, across the world. And there are plenty of them in the United States, major banks, you know, 7-Elevens, Walmarts, these kind of places. And then you find one close to you, you get a little deposit number, and you can, you know, go deposit your money. By the time you get home, chances are your Bitcoins will be in your Bitcoin wallet. If you need to know what Bitcoins are, go to weusecoins.org. And if you want to get Bitcoins, the best way to do it is BitInstant.com.
All right, so we will, of course, take your calls about anything that you want. We've been talking about the takedown of GoDaddy, which affected a whole lot of websites earlier this afternoon. And a number of people who support Anonymous are pretty upset because, well, somebody who's claiming to be part of Anonymous was claiming responsibility for this.
But Anonymous is kind of funny. I mean, anybody can claim to be part of Anonymous. And,
right.
You know, it's not.
And how can you prove that they are indeed part of Anonymous? So there's no membership roles or
it's
anything
anonymous.
Like that. Yeah. And so obviously I would imagine there are a number of people within Anonymous that don't necessarily agree about this particular takedown. Because, yeah, GoDaddy did support the government and, the Stop Online Piracy Act, which might as well have been called the Stop Online Privacy Act. And so GoDaddy, you know, they're bad, right? They did support that. They backed down from their support after a number of their fans and their customers, you know, queried them and said, hey, really? You support this? Because I'm going to leave if you support this. And so they retracted their support for it, if I'm recalling correctly, from the original discussions that we'd had about this. And it's actually been months and months since the whole thing even happened. So, I mean, it was almost like it was a dead issue. But this guy, I guess, decided he was going to teach them a lesson, and he sure did. I mean, if that was him, if, you know, the man who, or the person who claimed to have done this, Anonymous Owner is the name on the Twitter account, if it indeed was that person. The Anonymous account said in response to a question of whether he took down the whole block of domain name servers, he said, yes, it's not so complex. Followed by, quote, when I do some distributed denial of service attack, I like to let it down by many days, the attack for unlimited time. It can last 1 hour or 1 month. So I'm guessing by his broken English that we're not dealing with somebody that is a native English speaker. But then again, that's just my guess.
Well, I mean, if you were, if you were, say, in Ireland or something like that, and you wanted to throw off the scent of who might, think could be coming after you, it's not like they didn't snatch up a few of these anonymous guys in the past, or people. There probably was a woman involved. No, I don't think there was. Anyway, they've snatched up some of the Anons in the past, and many of them actually were in England and Ireland. So if you wanted to throw somebody off the trail, you speak
in broken English.
Yeah, you speak what it was, English.
He said the Anonymous account explained his action, saying, I'm taking, because he got some critique, obviously, from folks that this affected. Allegedly, perhaps millions of websites were down as a result of this.
I mean, a tremendous amount.
He said that I'm taking GoDaddy down because, well, I'd like to test how the cybersecurity is safe, and for more reasons that I cannot talk now. Anonymous Owner was responding to some questions in Portuguese, and one tweet claimed he was from Brazil.
Okay. It's a big country.
So that's about, what CNET learned about this.
Do you have to give one, I mean, do you have to have a good internet connection in order to do any of these kind of things, or does it all, I mean, can somebody hack with a dial-up connection? I just wonder.
Well, I don't, I guess it would depend on how the hack was done. I'd imagine you could with a dial-up. I imagine that's possible.
Somebody can do something.
Like if you know how to get into some sort of back door or whatever, you don't. Usually, if you're hacking, it's probably just some sort of a terminal connection that they have, which is not a very high bit rate
thing. Okay.
You remember the old DOS prompt where the, one color sort of thing?
Yep.
They have those connections on the internet.
War games.
Terminal connections, yeah. So that's where you type in the Unix codes and things like that.
Those wouldn't
commands.
Be a lot of...
not a lot of data.
Not a lot of data.
Yeah.
It's not like video.
Exactly. So, that was pretty huge. And if you've got any thoughts, you're certainly welcome to share it. Did this guy go too far in taking down GoDaddy? Or were they a deserving target because of their support for the government destroying online privacy? What do you think?
I think this is a poor choice. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that, you know, in order to go after a bank robber, you don't drop a nuclear weapon on his city.
Right, exactly.
And a lot of people got harmed in the going after of GoDaddy. Now, one can say, well, they were doing business with the enemy. If the claim is that GoDaddy did, you know, was bad in some way due to the WikiLeaks thing, right? They were getting WikiLeaks trouble.
Well, I don't know. I don't remember that. But I know they supported
the website. It was the website of WikiLeaks, because they had to re-mirror WikiLeaks all over the place. Do you remember this? So I think it was that was the problem initially. So, but, I mean, it's so long ago that the statute of limitations on the Internet has to be 2 weeks, right? So, I mean, they waited way too long, and, you know, nobody understands, and I just don't I think that this was a poor choice.
All right, so again, your thoughts are welcome, 855-450-FREE. We're going to unscreen caller. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brian, truck driver.
Hey,
got a
Brian.
Question for your guest tonight. Is this new area in Honduras going to be like a Gulf's Gulch? And it's a serious question.
You must be listening via XM satellite radio.
Yes, sir.
Ah, okay. So just a word to the wise, the broadcast you're listening to on XM is delayed by 2 hours. So unfortunately, our guest is no longer with us. However, we will do our best to answer the question without his expertise. So your question is this intended to be a Gulf's Gulch, the idea of the private cities in Honduras?
Yes. And what's their monetary system going to be? Gold or
excellent
silver?
Questions. I would say that the individual...
I would guess, you know, if I had to make a guess, and we're, at this point we are guessing, I would say that there'd be competition in currencies, and that people would, you know, choose to use whatever currencies they chose to use. There are advantages to some extent to paper currencies, and maybe some people choose to use the dollar. Certainly, it costs money to transfer from one currency to another, and whether that currency happens to be gold or silver or bitcoins or, you know, pesos or whatever... Then, and I think that Honduras has some currency that begins with an L. I can't remember what that's called. But, you know, it costs money to transfer between, so they'll probably just take a bunch of different currencies, would be my guess.
I think that's an excellent question, by the way, and a very important one, and I'm sorry that we weren't able to ask Michael Strong directly, but he is a very liberty-oriented guy, as you'll hear during the interview, and so this guy understands what the ideas of freedom are all about, so I would imagine that there would be no restrictions on using whatever currency that you wanted.
I'm thinking I'd like to go just because of cigars and freedom.
Thanks for the call tonight, Brian. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. We'll certainly keep you in the loop as we learn more about it over time. It's in its very initial stages. They haven't even broken the ground yet. So we'll certainly keep you in the loop and appreciate the call tonight. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here, and I hope our board operator's okay, because we've had calls holding me. Well, I haven't gotten their names yet, so if we have to take them on screen, we'll do it.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement agreement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we will share with you there, and we give them to you, including the archives and the bulletin board system, the mobile site. If you got a smartphone, you want to get access to our live streams, free. They're all free, of course, broadband, midband, narrowband. They're all on our mobile site. Go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to them, as well as software that you might need if you don't already have it that'll let you tune in to streams on the Internet. So go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by LegalZoom. If you're thinking about starting a business, you need to incorporate, and you can do it at LegalZoom.com. Now, incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, and trademarks. Use code FTL and save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com. As we continue with taking your phone calls, let's go to Tyler, listening in Ohio. Tyler, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You guys are talking about hacktivists and anonymous and all that. Are you guys familiar with 4chan?
Familiar with what?
4chan.
Oh, yeah, sure. This is an online anonymous message board where people post all manner of unusual photos and pictures.
They've actually trolled us in the past.
Yeah, I figured that they would have got to you guys sometime. But, yeah, that's your typical anonymous user. I don't know if you've ever browsed anything. Not always pretty stuff. I mean,
no.
Other pointless hacktivism or whatever you want to say, most likely it's just because it's funny. I mean, I remember when they hacked Visa or whatever. Wasn't that what it was, Visa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they hit Visa, and I think they hit PayPal as well and some other
sites overseas?
Yeah, I think that to some extent, some of them are doing it for the lulz, but I think that others, I mean, it seems like they have an oddly principled stance here where they're going after targeted folks. It's not just, well, let's go after Visa. You know, I mean, maybe there's some principled people at sort of the top, or they're influential, I should say, influential principled people that are, you know, rounding up the strip kiddies to do their bidding.
Yeah.
He's on the radio. 855-450-FREE. Sounded like his friends in the background were.
Did you hear, did any words?
Sounded like the F-bomb to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if he was in on it. It didn't sound like he was. He seemed to be offering, you know, useful things to say.
He did mention 4chan.
He did mention 4chan. So 855-450-FREE.
If we're getting trolled by 4chan, awesome. You know, we should be so lucky.
Yeah, but, you know, if you want to be more creative and get your trolling on the air, that it would be good if you didn't lace it with the F-bomb.
Right, and, you know, a little advice to anybody who might want to troll or 4chan, you know, using certain words, and you can probably guess what they are, is going to get the call dropped. But otherwise, you can call in and talk about anything. So if you want to call in and, you know, make fun of us or, you know, talk in funny accents or whatever, that's your choice.
Let's go to Marcus. He's in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Marcus, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I work at a company, and we manage a couple dozen websites, and our websites today did not go down because they're not hosted at GoDaddy with the, you know, them going down today. But our sites were minimally affected because there was some code on our site that was hosted, I guess, on a GoDaddy site. It was a third-party code, so we had a, you know, a little hiccup there. But really, the thing that concerns me about what happened today is two things. Well, number one, we don't really know if GoDaddy was hacked or not. Just because somebody claimed to have done it doesn't mean that that person or entity did do it. But it very well could have been just some technical malfunction at GoDaddy and somebody just decided to take credit for it. You know, Google Gmail went down last year for half a day or so. I remember, and it was big, you know. And it wasn't because they got hacked; it was just because some hardware failure. But really, the thing that concerns me about this is the GoDaddy going down and being claimed to be a hack is fuel for politicians to say we need to control and protect people, right?
Yeah. As so if they could. Concern. It's all they have to do is get their little toe in the door, and then it's, you know, bad news for the internet. As if they could control and could protect, though. They couldn't have stopped this.
No, they absolutely could not. They can only make it worse. But my concern is that the people in the government will use this to point to and say, look, we need to step in and protect everybody.
Certainly could.
Great point.
Yeah.
Marcus, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. They can't even...
One thing's for certain is governments don't like freedom. They are organizations that, you know, by their very nature are antithetical to freedom, whether it's the freedom of other government, you know, people in other lands or freedom in their own lands. Whatever it is, governments don't like freedom. They don't like the internet. They don't like certain types of freedom that go on in the internet. And some of the freedoms, by the way, that go on the internet are very disturbing. And I'm not going to say that they're not, but governments are going to attempt to control those things, and that's going to lead to less freedom on the internet. And freedom on the internet has been very good for the internet.
We've got Matt listening in Montana. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, well, I didn't catch his name, but he said exactly what I was just going to tell you guys, is that it's really it's not just a matter of GoDaddy, but I just want to give everybody out there some advice. Is GoDaddy is... this is not a commercial for GoDaddy, but they are
clearly
it's a really cheap place to register a domain. But that's what we tell all of our clients. We run a web design company as well. But we tell all of our clients, never, ever, ever host a site on GoDaddy. Do not host your website on GoDaddy, because, I mean, you really don't know what's going on with those guys, because, I mean, you might be and really... you might be hosting on the same kind of site that somebody's got, like, a porn site hosted on. And you might be running a Christian site. And Maybe that.
Well, I don't know if GoDaddy allows porn sites to be hosted. That may be something that's that is.
Oh yeah. Well, they don't monitor. It's in the terms of service that you can't do that.
Right.
But they definitely do because we don't do it as our company, but definitely other people do, and I've seen them doing it. You know, over on just being in forums and stuff. So basically.
I would like to say one other thing. I mean, I've used them to register domain names, but I can't really say they're that cheap anymore. It almost seems like they've got so much overhead that they've had to raise their prices. I've seen cheaper domain name registrations.
They're coming up cheaper than GoDaddy right now, because I just checked Network Solutions. They're coming up like three times higher.
Wow. Well, I haven't shopped around all over the place, but I was recommended Namecheap.com, and I've registered a couple of domains through them, and they've been pretty good.
Huh?
Yep, they've been pretty good. In fact, they've even got a GoDaddy code up. If you go to their Facebook page, they're taking real advantage of this situation and offering people a discount
on
transferring their domain names over. So
we have to re-register a couple of domain names.
So there you go. What was the other thing you wanted to say?
Well, it was basically just people need to understand there's a difference between the domain registration, like you would do with GoDaddy or with Namecheap.com, and who you're hosting your server with. So it's basically when you register that domain name, like, you know, my wife woke me up this morning, said, oh, look, you know, oh, my gosh, GoDaddy's been taken down. And, you know, we run our own servers, so. We looked
so
and was like,
you were fine,
oh,
and so are we, because we're not hosted with GoDaddy either. You're right. That is important to point out, and thanks, Matt, for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm not saying GoDaddy hosting is bad. A lot of people obviously use it. They're probably, before today, were probably pretty reliable. But I imagine they're going to lose a lot of business over this, and that's probably whoever it was' intention was to drive people away from GoDaddy today. I'd imagine they were successful with that. 8-5, because I'm thinking, maybe I should transfer my domains out of there, even though it didn't really affect me, and these sorts of packs wouldn't.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. But the guy that runs the company is a flag waver, so I really don't want my stuff there anyway. I just haven't gotten around to it. So this is a nice little incentive. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live. Remaining moments are next.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, GibsonsHealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beets Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for you and your thoughts. If you miss a call now, 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are on the site. They are completely free. And if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. The AMP program makes a big difference for Free Talk Live. It helps us get on more radio stations. It also helps us promote the show just to get more regular folks listening. We had a great meeting today with our PR expert who we've brought on board thanks to the Free Talk Live AMP program, and went over a few strategies and things like that that we can be doing that, you know, frankly, we've never been able to do before because we've never had a PR person on board with the show up until the last couple months. And she has already done a fabulous job, I must say, of helping Free Talk Live get out there. And she's done, you know, some work helping Ademo in his situation as well, our former co-host who's currently sitting in a jail cell. And so we'd love to do more with her, but we're giving her a paltry, almost insultingly, well, it is insultingly low, amount of money. Because, you know, we don't have a whole bunch of money, but what we do have, I appreciate a lot. And so I appreciate anybody that becomes a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's only $3 a month, and that's money that we can invest right into the show and help get more ears listening to the ideas of freedom.
It's been immensely successful, and I'd really like to continue this.
Yeah, so go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about the program there. You can get perks, you know, get the AMP Only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials that our podcast, normal podcast, does. You've got the AMP Only forum and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with any major credit card via PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. Right back into your calls. We go to Curtis is on the line listening in Charleston, West Virginia to WVTS. Hey, Curtis.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to kind of talk about why I'm working late tonight. Mainly what's in the news today is the incident with GoDaddy. You know, the guys you've had on previously, I mean, absolutely hit it spot on that, you know, you don't want to put all your eggs in a basket when it comes to something like this. But one of the things I wanted to kind of talk about is that you have this group Anonymous that, you know, they want to attack the big corporation, but in essence what they did today, if it's truly what they did today, they ended up hitting all these small and medium businesses that conduct their business using their website hosted on a site like GoDaddy.com.
Right.
Either if they have it hosted on somewhere else or if they have just the DNS. Our case with ourselves, we do a fairly large amount of web surveys for different, large companies, and we have just our DNS listing on GoDaddy. We have the DNS listed on there, and when that goes down, our server's up and running just fine. Once that DNS times out at all these local cache places, you know, we were dead in the water. Our servers were up and running, but there was nothing we can do.
Your websites were there, but nobody could find them.
Absolutely. And it's just a matter of time. If this was something like the PlayStation incident that happened well back when they were down for a huge amount of time.
Months. You know, they were down for months.
Absolutely. Your DNS, you know, it can work fine for a while, but once that timeout, it caches out, you're gone. And our timeout, because we were doing some developing testing, you know, a week before this, you know, we had a fairly low timeout, less than half a day. You know, some people could be 2 weeks. If you're down for 2 weeks with GoDaddy, your site could be chugging along just fine, and then it's gone.
Wow. So what are your recommendations in that area? How does one plan for something like that?
I mean, it's kind of the flaw of how the whole DNS system set up across the world.
Yeah, you can't plan for this.
Well,
point.
You can. You can put your regular website, which is that numbers, you can put that on your website so people can copy that down.
Well, that's how many people are going to do that?
Put them on the website. I think Free Talk Live should do it.
How many people are going to copy your IP address and hold that in a separate file?
People who are smart.
You're not doing web services for people who are smart, Mark. You're doing web services for the average person.
I hear you, but, you know, I mean, so people that are playing ahead are rewarded for that behavior. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean that's a little step to do. I mean, that kind of goes back on, you know, that's why DNS is put into place, that whole name to IP address service. But, I mean, this is just kind of like one of the major flaws of how the Internet works. You know, you have to take something that a human can understand and put it to what a computer can understand, and that's the downfall of that.
And the DNS service, as you're pointing out, is flawed in that it is centralized. You know, there's a central repository, essentially, for this, or several central repositories sort of rely on each other, and, you know, there's vulnerability.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the vulnerability is going to be definitely shown to all these small business owners that, you know, they're the ones that's struggling as it is with the economy as it is. And with these people, they always want to attack the big government or they want to attack big companies because of their values, their ethics, how they run their business. And they take, like, complete disregard on these small businesses trying to do day-to-day, trying to make it, you know, essentially ends meet to make it through this economy. And they're the ones that got hurt. Thousands upon thousands of people running these small businesses just, you know, we're dead in the water today.
Right, and you said you're up late working on this. I mean, what sort of things are you doing to handle this?
Essentially, what we did is we registered through Network Solutions with another, you know, listing agency. We bought a new domain to use as a backup. And essentially, I was copying over all the DNS listings from our current domain to our new one, just to serve as a backup, so we can tell our clients, hey, this is our new domain in the time being. But thankfully, it's, you know, the GoDaddy's back up and running for who knows how long, you know, today, tomorrow, or it might be down again.
You know, on one hand, you know, look at the span of the Internet, you look at how successful it's been, and, you know, there's outages here and there, but for the most part, it works pretty darn well. I mean, yeah, you had an outage today. It's going to happen, whether it's the result of a hardware failure or a hacker. And again, we still don't know what really happened. I mean, there's that guy claiming responsibility.
Yeah, somebody claiming.
But that doesn't mean that's actually what went down. Although you'd think that if it was hardware, that GoDaddy would have said, oh, yeah, our connection's down or whatever. Something broke. We're fixing it. We're on it.
But they said they just don't know what happened.
But if it were hardware, they would know what happened because, you know, there'd be something that's not working and they would have had to have replaced that thing in order for it to work again. So it seems unlikely that it was some sort of a hardware failure because they could have easily just said that.
It's suspicious that they don't know.
Yeah. So, but, you know, in the scheme of things, the Internet works pretty well. And for the most part, the hackers leave alone valuable sites, you know, the small businesses and things like that. I think this was a real screw up today. And hopefully we won't see it happen again. But thanks for the expertise, man. I appreciate the information tonight.
What was this thing about the PlayStation thing that was down for months? I don't know.
Yeah, we talked about that. That was Antisec. Wasn't it Antisec that did that?
I just don't remember.
No, excuse me. It was Lulsec.
Okay. And what'd they do?
They took out the PlayStation network.
Okay,
now,
so that's the way that people play with their PlayStations online?
Right, so you still have PlayStation 2, Mark, with the PlayStation 3.
I haven't used it in a long time, but I have one, yeah.
With the PlayStation 3, they have a Wi-Fi card in there, and you can hook into your network and, you know, download updates for games, and you can join their little PlayStation Club thing where, you know, you get bonuses and, you know, free games and things like that. You can play online with other folks in competitive matches and death matches and things like that.
So
the whole network was down.
Why'd they take down PlayStation? I mean, just for the lulz.
Just for the lulz. Lulz tech.
So this is vandalism.
Yeah, that was a total hack job, and it was, I mean, they were down and down hard. You could not do anything.
They were.
When Sony came back online, they actually gave away a bunch of free games. They were that just to, you know, apologize to their customers. Like, wow, we really, you know.
Can't believe we got taken down like that.
Yeah, huh? We can't believe we got taken down. And they claimed they had to stay down for a while to make sure their system was, they had to test their system to make sure that it was, resolved, whatever the holes were.
Hopefully they've got it ironclad at this point.
I think they've been up for a good year since they brought it back.
Okay. So earlier in the show, we were talking about the 9/11.
Yeah, you can hold that thought because we've got Tamara on the line in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Tamara.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to talk to you guys about a whole lot of stuff here going on in Libby, Montana.
Okay, real quick.
Well, we don't have time for a whole lot of stuff, so pick one of those things.
Okay, how about asbestos?
Asbestos, okay.
So the town is, like, messed up with asbestos. It's been messed up with asbestos for years. And we got a company here, and they just decided to tear up the front yard, the backyard, and all the neighbors' yards, and we're just here. So anyways, we're just trying to do what we can do. And we're web designers, and we do a lot of stuff, so we can help you if you want to. But
I'm confused. So you've jumped from asbestos into contractors and now web design. Are the contractors releasing asbestos into the air with their contracting? What is the concern?
Well, what we did, we moved in here in December of 11. And
I don't have time. We don't have time for a history
so
lesson,
anyways,
unfortunately.
Yeah, they're just moving up the grass here.
Well, if there's something dangerous going on, you probably have a tort case. You can probably sue them if, you know, there is some sort of releasing of toxic dust into the air. And you
I wouldn't go to work there. I wouldn't go anywhere near it.
Well,
thanks for the call, Tamara.
Here.
Good luck. Appreciate hearing from you. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, unless we get hacked. Free Talk Live.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.